This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elihu Ben-Noam, a retired brigadier general in the Israeli military. He's now a radio talk show host based in Jerusalem. He joins us from the Israeli capital today to offer his thoughts on the latest controversy involving the international community, and that's the Israeli blockade on Gaza that erupted on Monday with the supposedly humanitarian flotilla that came from Turkey. In general, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. I'm very happy to hear you.
Well, right now, of course, most of the international community is condemning the actions taken by the Israeli military. The Obama administration has been a little more subdued in its reaction, although it has not been very positive. Your Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that the Israeli soldiers were attacked. This embargo, this blockade is very much legitimate. What do you make of what's happened over the past 48 hours?
Well, I'll say hypocrisy, 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 all about the international community. What are we talking about? Try to imagine that someone is trying to get to the U.S. By boat or by airline, and he doesn't want to be checked by the policeman or by any authority. Additional to that, he's carrying knives, maybe pistols, and he doesn't want to show his luggage. What any sovereign and normal country will do on this earth when somebody will act like that? This is very clear the analogy. Israel is in a war situation against Gaza regime. The Hamas terrorist organization keep attacking Israel every day. Even we left Gaza almost 5 years ago, still, they're attacking Israeli kibbutzim and settlements and communities inside the 67 green line borders. So what do they want? They don't want to recognize the state of Israel as a free country. They want to attack Israel. Their slogan is very clear. We want the Jewish state to disappear, together with the president of Iran, Ahmadinejad. So what do we expect? Let all those hypocrisy, hypocrisy, hypocrisy again, European countries, including Turkey, want to cross all the way to Gaza to smuggle weapons, missiles, maybe soft artillery, and the day after tomorrow we will be attacked again by the regime. All those countries who speak up now support terrorism, clear. Support terrorism, because Hamas is not a government. Hamas is not an independent country. We ready to support the people of Gaza everything they need, as we did in the last 40 years. So this is, again, hypocrisy, hypocrisy, hypocrisy.
General, you already talked about it a little bit, but what do you expect to happen when this next wave of ships comes in?
Well, there's no way they will cross. It is very clear. Israel is very clear with a message. If you want to cross, go to the green line, go to the custom, show what you have to declare. If you get a clearance, you will go in. If not, you will be stopped by the law enforcement. So everybody who will try to do that again will be stopped, because what they want is actually to help terrorists, to kill Israelis, and we will not let it happen.
Why do you believe there's such a protest against this blockade when it was part of the agreed settlement terms following the conflict between Israel and Hamas between 2008 and 2009?
Well, the word blockade is not accurate. Let me say to you, Gaza Strip is very small. It's a small territory between Israel and Egypt. Egypt and Israel together said loudly, we cannot allow this regime to get what they call humanitarian, which is not, by covering with this word, they want to smuggle weapons, ammunition, missiles, and try to kill more Jews. Only yesterday, five of them were killed on the border. Two of them were able to cross the fence and to go inside a kibbutz near the border, 1 mile from the border. The kids were in the shelter. So if those terrorists could go in, you have read, unfortunately, thank goodness it didn't happen, the headlines Hamas terrorists crossed the line and murdered Jewish kids in a kibbutz. So what kind of agreement do we have? The agreement says stop fighting, stop terrorism, recognize the state of Israel, come to the negotiation table, finish the conflict. Because we do not want anything from Gaza. We do not have troops. We do not have policemen. We have no settlements. We have no one Jewish person on the Gaza Strip. So why does keep attacking the state of Israel? So the agreement said that they should recognize the state of Israel and stop attacking. And all those people who keep sending them what they call humanitarian aid, actually supporting terrorism.
General, what have you been able to learn about these hundreds of people who were on the boat? At this point, it seems they've all been deported, but some reports out today suggest that at least dozens of them were affiliated with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, we send our best unit, the Israeli Naval Commander, to stop that ship. And what happened in 4 in the morning when they came down from the helicopter, they didn't meet a peaceful people who said we are supporting humanitarian aid. They met fully trained people who actually kind of criminals, actually terrorists, ready to fight and ready to kill. And we have the information that many of them were trained and linked to Al-Qaeda. This is an international Muslim network. They're doing the jobs, they're getting money, part of them doing some ideology. They are not innocent people who are sleeping in their cabins. We speak about 100 people who were up on the board waiting for the soldiers and absolutely trained people who know how to kill. Thank goodness we have only 6 commando soldiers who were injured and not more than that. But because of those fighting, 9 of them were killed during the battles. The only way to control them was actually to shoot them. Otherwise, they would have killed the soldiers.
General, just about a minute left in our conversation. Do you expect this to end when others realize that Israel will not just allow ships into Gaza? Will it end if the United States makes a stronger statement in support of Israel? How does this get solved?
Absolutely. Mr. Obama should remember that he is a president of the free world, and the message will go out from the White House, will make it clear that United States do not support terrorism activities, do not support people who support terrorism, those who give them shelter, those who give them support, those who give them money, those who give them even a smile. Those people are supporting terrorism, and this is a clear story. The State of Israel has no war with Gaza. We have nothing with them. They keep attacking us, and those who help them are actually part of this conspiracy, part of this terrorism net, and we hope the United States will understand that and try to stop them.
General, unfortunately, we're out of time. Thank you, sir, very much for your time tonight.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, sir. General Elihu Ben-On, retired Israeli Brigadier General. He is also a radio talk show host now in Jerusalem, and he's joining us from Jerusalem. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.